And it's 13 and a half minutes past six here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Now, the Rand has had a great run over the past couple of months, along with other emerging market currencies, despite that interest rate hike, those interest rate rising in the United States and expectations, of course, for more. Will it continue on this rampant path? What's going on? Let's chat to Greg Kennelly, who's a currency and rates trader at RMB. Greg, thanks so much for your time today. Why are we at 1263 when just what, a year ago, we were worrying about 17 to the dollar?
Well, absolutely. And as you mentioned earlier, we are at a 19-month high. That's not only against the dollar, that's against the euro as well. And against the pound, we actually at a four-year high. So Rand is doing extremely well, and we're all very happy about it. Before we go into too much about why it's here and where it's going to go to, I just want to take a couple of back steps just to look where it was previously. If we go back 4 years ago, we were trading in the tens. If we go back 6 years ago, we were trading in the eights. And if we go back a little bit further than that, we were below seven. So when we look at a holistic picture and we look at sort of inflation-weighted rand, we actually see that after this massive rand rally, we actually are still a little bit weaker than we could be.
Okay.
That's the first thing. The second thing is one of the, another reason for the rally was when you're looking at when the previous high was, emerging markets were all under pressure. We ourselves had a rating downgrade. We were looking like a potential another rating downgrade, and we had found Rand was on the back foot. This is also pre-Nenegate. So from this, so when you look at from those levels, actually, we were really weak. So a lot of what we've seen is recovering previous losses.
Okay. So we shouldn't get too excited about it?
Well, that's the one point. So, you know, you shouldn't get too excited. Don't get too worried, because my point is actually, you know, now that you've seen it at a two-year high, don't think there's no more to go, because I actually think we can get even stronger. And we are basing that on three major factors. The first is, as you mentioned in the introduction, that the Fed hiked rates. Why that's important? Now, normally that's negative for the Rand.
Yes.
That's important because the global world is getting better, especially in the developed markets. And that's obviously going to encourage EM strength, encourage EM growth.
Well, we're seeing this normalization, right, of interest rates around the world. They've been spent so much time pumping money into their economies, into the markets, because they were worried about deflation. So this normalization, what do you think it will mean going forward then?
Well, firstly, it's going to, you know, it needs to happen. One of the main reasons that it's saying, you know, if you've got near zero rates, what the U.S. had. Think about pension funds, for example. Pension funds are getting almost zero capital growth.
Yeah.
So what happens is anyone who is a pensioner is spending more than their capital is growing. And that's why they're using the term normalization as opposed to tightening.
Okay.
Rates are just, they're just wanting to get them onto a slightly normal path. Janet Yellen often refers to the term gradually, because they want to get it gradually there. They don't want to spook the markets. We saw in 2013 or 2014 the taper tantrum that the markets like to call it, where the Fed just mentioned putting out of quantitative easing, and we had one of the biggest sell-offs in Rand currency, Rand bonds, and equity markets that we've seen. But anyway, just going on to a couple more positives for the Rand. On the Rand side, RMB is seeing very good inflation coming out this year. We think it's going to be slightly better than the Reserve Bank is thinking. Mm-hmm. And we can think that even towards the end of the year, we can breach 5%. Now, I don't think that the MPC is going to hike as aggressively as that. So I think we're going to see an increase in real rates and more investment into South Africa as people search for yields.
Okay. And if we, I mean, do you get a sense that we're going to maybe stay flatline on interest rates this year, and potentially some people are even talking about a potential cut in South Africa?
I am more of the potential cut than flatlining.
Yeah.
I think there is going to be an industry two cuts. I think as inflation is going to come off, global fears are resigning. But I still think that we can see probably 25 to 50 basis points this year, And I don't think it's going to be a meaningful cutting cycle. But certainly, one or two cuts this year would be on the cards in our view. And as I said, I mean, it's the Monetary Policy Committee doesn't want to be too aggressive in easing.
Okay.
They're very worried about the downside negatives, a blowout in the currency, which will cause a blowout in inflation. So, you know, I don't think they want to be too aggressive in it. But having said that, I think there is going to be scope for it. I think the economy needs it. If we're also looking at near zero and potentially recession growth towards the end of this year.
Yeah.
And so I think the economy is going to need a little bit of a boost to keep going.
How do we work out fair value for the rand?
Well, unfortunately, that's not a very easy thing to do.
Yeah.
So I've looked at a couple of examples. So as I mentioned earlier, I mentioned sort of an inflation-adjusted exchange rate, where I basically looked at periods of stability and maybe fair value then. And I said, listen, well, if we apply inflation, what do we get to? And then I get a very optimistically slightly under sub 10.
Mm-hmm.
The other analysis I looked at is what we've had with blowouts. So obviously we've had the 2002 blowout, and the recent one with Minigate. I've tried to compare comparisons. Now, once again, it's really something you can't really do, because when you had the previous blowout, the Fed is in a different situation. The Fed was in a cutting cycle. We know that the Fed is in a hiking cycle, so you can't really compare.
Yeah.
But once again, that analysis also came with a fair value of the rand in the tens. So there are two. Now, the third one is one which I'll be very, very cautious of, and that's taking in a political risk or potentially event risk into account. And unfortunately, that's what the rand is always going to have. Actually, all emerging markets are going to have it. But we are sitting at the moment not knowing whether we will be buying tomorrow morning on our day off and suddenly get a message that there's a cabinet reshuffle.
Ish.
Now, unfortunately, there's always going to be a premium place on that.
Yeah.
So I would say, if you're looking at fair value, I would say you're actually looking at around sort of 11.5.
Okay.
That's a full rand away from where we are now. So
I love that.
well, listen, I am quite optimistic, and you know, I think you need to be if you're South African.
Yes.
But certainly, we're expecting it to this week sort of be trading at 12:50,
okay.
And I don't think this week, but I think probably the week after we'll see a break of the 12:50 level and down into the 12:50s, 12:20s. The 11:50. Or not target the fair value that I was mentioning, is probably a little bit further down the line. It does really need a few more cards in line to happen.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Thanks, Greg. Greg Kennedy. It's a pleasure. Greg Kennedy is currency and rates trader with RMB.